The Feast of Stephen is one of the most intriguing and significant lost episodes of the long-running British sci-fi series Doctor Who. This episode, which originally aired on December 25, 1965, as part of the 12-part serial The Daleks' Master Plan, holds a special place in the history of the show, not only for its content, but also for its unique position within the series. Unfortunately, like many early Doctor Who episodes, The Feast of Stephen no longer exists in the BBC archives, making it a part of the mysterious world of lost television. This is the land of the lost, The Feast of Stephen. The Feast of Stephen was the seventh episode in The Daleks' Master Plan, a sprawling serial that featured the First Doctor, played by William Hartnell, along with his companion Stephen Taylor, Peter Purves, and Katarina, Adrienne Hill, and later, Sarah Kingdom, Jean Marsh. This serial is notable for its epic storyline involving the Daleks' plot to conquer the universe using the Time Destructor, a weapon of immense power. However, The Feast of Stephen is a notable departure from the tone and style of the rest of the serial. It was essentially a light-hearted Christmas special, intended to give both the audience and the characters a break from the intense drama of the overarching story. The episode is unique in that it stands alone within the serial and does not directly advance the main plot. Instead, it features a series of comedic and whimsical vignettes, including a visit to a 1960s Liverpool police station and a chaotic encounter with a silent film set. Like many early episodes of Doctor Who, The Feast of Stephen was wiped by the BBC in the 1960s and 1970s as part of their policy to reuse videotape and reduce storage costs. At the time, there was little consideration for the archival value of television programs, and as a result, many episodes from the first 6 years of the series were lost. Unfortunately, The Feast of Stephen is one of the episodes for which no known copies exist. This includes the original videotape as well as any potential film copies. As a result, the episode is classified as lost, with only a few surviving materials, such as audio recordings, production stills, and scripts, offering a glimpse into what the episode might have been like. Despite its status as a lost episode, The Feast of Stephen remains a fascinating chapter in the history of Doctor Who. It is remembered for its light-hearted approach, its status as the first Christmas special in the show's history, and William Hartnell's famous breaking of the fourth wall at the end of the episode, in which he directly wished the viewers a happy Christmas. The episode's loss is particularly poignant because of its unique content. Unlike many other missing episodes, The Feast of Stephen was never sold abroad, meaning that the chances of finding a copy in an overseas archive are slim. However, the episode lives on in the memories of those who watched it and in the efforts of fans who continue to search for lost episodes of the beloved series.